USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Target and CVS are the latest retailers to drop mask requirements in their locations for fully vaccinated individuals, unless required by local mandate. They join Walmart, Starbucks, Trader Joe's, and others who have adjusted their policies after the CDC announced its new guidelines for indoor mask wearing. Target added that fully vaccinated employees will be able to work without masks, though CVS says it will still require its associates to mask up. Both retailers say they will continue to ask those who are unvaccinated to wear face coverings in their stores. And a coalition of human rights groups are calling for a full boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games to be held in China. The group issued a statement Monday calling on the U.S., Canada, and other nations to lead a global boycott of the Games based on China's treatment of Muslim minorities, Tibet, Taiwan, and Hong Kong. The group cites the State Department's recent report that stated genocide and crimes against humanity had taken place against Uyghur Muslims in China's Xinjiang region. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-34-BIBLE. That's 844-34-BIBLE. 844-34-BIBLE.
In a Monday phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Biden offered his support for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, though there is no end in sight for the conflict, which is entering its second week. Senator Jack Reed was one of 28 Democratic senators who signed a letter over the weekend calling for a ceasefire. The Rhode Island Democrat and chairman of the Senate Armed Forces Committee tells CNN that no matter what the administration's approach to the conflict is, the fighting needs to stop.
We signed the letter led by John Ossoff of Georgia because we felt it's imperative to stop the fighting on both sides. Firing rockets into Israel by Hamas is an act of war. The Israelis are retaliating. They have to be very conscious of collateral damage, limit that to the least possible. But I think at this point, we just have to stop the fighting. And that's going to require, I believe the administration has determined that their best role is at this juncture behind the scenes rather than up front leading the effort.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The conflict between Israel and Hamas is now in its second week with no clear end in sight. President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a Monday phone call that he would support a ceasefire between the two parties, with Hamas militants continuing to fire rockets into Israel and Israeli defense forces responding with airstrikes into Gaza. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, believes the root cause of the conflict is a power move by Hamas. He tells Newsmax TV that the organization had previously been constrained by the policies of the Trump administration.
I think part of it is the fact that Hamas was ahead in the Palestinian elections, and the Palestinian Authority canceled the elections, and this is the way for Hamas to burnish his credentials, if you will, the Palestinian people. They can't go to the ballot box. They're going to show how good they are at killing Israelis. So that's, I think, the primary part of it. But look, when we were in office, we sent a message loud and clear to all of Israel's enemies that when Israel is attacked, there will be no handcuffs, no restraints that we put on Israel. We will allow Israel. We will encourage Israel to defend itself by itself as it is necessary to defend its own citizens. And I think that message was heard loud and clear by Hamas, by Hezbollah, by others. And I think there was a certain amount of restraint we saw over the last 4 years. The last 4 years were four of the quietest years over the last 3 or 4 decades. So I'd like to think that our policy helped that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.